This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know, I've been saying to you for a while that the Democrats at every level will never stop trying to go after the president, and in New York State, once again, they continue to outdo themselves with their zeal to try to take this guy out, this guy being the president of the United States of America. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Cioli, and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Now, in New York State, they're actually going to try to change the law in the books, to get access to the president's state tax returns to then send them to Congress. I mean, it's the absurdity of what they're doing here by weaponizing government is it's unheard of. You know, basically, the way it works is there are a couple of requirements to become president. You meet those, boom, now it's up to the people. You can decide that you want more qualifications. For example, you may say that somebody who's only worth, a couple $100,000 in your mind is not enough to become the president of the United States. You want more. Fine. That's up to you. It's your choice. You could say somebody who doesn't have an Ivy League education or an advanced degree of some sort is not worthy of becoming president. Fine. Your call. That's up to you. But there's no requirement in those matters. And you could say, I think everybody who runs for president should turn over their tax returns. Again, fine. That's up. If you want to see them, that's up to you as a voter. But there's no requirement. Because the truth of the matter is that the criteria to become an elected official should be relatively small. In terms of requirements, it should be relatively small. You know, you meet the age test, the residency requirements, if there are any, and then boom, there's no IQ test. And look, and maybe there should be, but there isn't. So that's it. Then you make a choice as a voter. Does not seeing his tax returns, in my mind, outweigh all the other things in his opponent? That's the choice people made. And they made the choice and they said, we don't need to see his tax returns. I mean, that was a choice they made. Voters made that choice. It was adjudicated at the polls. But yet there are Democrats who believe that there is something in there that's going to bring the president down. And so they are anxious to get these tax returns. I have a question, and this is just a very basic question. If there was something so egregious in the president's tax returns, don't you think it would have leaked by now? I mean, I don't exactly think the IRS is this fortress of solitude where they're not going to share these matters. I think that it would have leaked in a heartbeat if there was something that... Who looks at tax returns? It's not computers. It's people, right? Human beings. And I would imagine other human beings who have access to those tax returns. You know, they're not just sent to Washington, processed by a computer, and then put into an encrypted vault that only the end user can access, you know, like the taxpayer. I mean, there's people that review them for audits. There's people that review them for all kinds of things. You might get a refund check a year later because they realize you overpaid. You might get a notice saying you owe them more money. I mean, there are people that look through these things. So if there was something in there, you're telling me nobody at the IRS would have leaked it? Nobody would have came out by now and said, oh, you know what? He's got a direct consulting fee paid directly by Putin or some company that we believe is a shell for Putin or... But it's not about getting the tax returns. It's about having something to try to get and then something the administration can refute. It's really about that is what it comes down to. And that's why there's some people that say he should just turn them over and get it over with already. Move on to something else. But what they're trying to do in New York now is change the law itself. So from the New York Times, they write, in an attempt to work around the White House, Democratic lawmakers in Albany are trying to do what their federal counterparts have so far failed to accomplish, to obtain the president's tax returns. You know, there's also a question of, should you see birth certificates? Should you see college transcripts? But no, there's no requirement to see these things. You know, should you see a cable bill to prove a proof of residency? There are no requirements like that. But with the tax returns now, it seems to be that we must see these tax returns. So Albany lawmakers are seeking state tax returns, not the federal ones, at the heart of the current standoff in Washington. But a tax return from New York, the president's home state and the headquarters of the business empire, could likely contain much of the same financial information as a federal return. Under a bill that is scheduled to be introduced this week, the commissioner of the New York Department of Taxation and Finance would be permitted to release any state tax return requested by leaders of three congressional committees for any specific and legitimate legislative purpose. right away, there's something that is a glaring red flag, which is that we're not supposed to pass laws that are retroactive. That kind of goes against the spirit of lawmaking, does it not? Like, we're not supposed to pass laws that say, we're going to give you this power now that didn't exist before to go back in time and exercise it. It's why we don't go back and charge people for crimes that weren't crimes at the time they committed them. There's something called the grandfather clause when they pass certain laws. If you already have a, you know, if you have a home without an elevator, and now they require homes have elevators, you're grandfathered in. They don't go back and say, you got to remodel your house. If you do remodeling, maybe you have to do it. But now they want to go back. They want to create a new law to go backwards to get access to tax returns that were filed at a time when they did not have this law on the books. This is absolutely the weaponizing of government I've been talking about. You know, this was never an issue for them before. It is now. And so now they want to change the law. The bill is the most recent proposal from New York lawmakers trying to cast light on the president's personal finances and business dealings, but it could also open the Democratic majorities to charges of politicizing state law to embarrass the president ahead of his expected reelection campaign. Gee, you think? Of course it's going to show. Of course they're politicizing this. Absolutely they are. State Senator Brad Hoyleman, a Manhattan Democrat who is sponsoring the legislation, defended the bill, saying it is designed to be a safety valve for any attempt by the White House to block the Congress from doing this at the federal level. We're creating a parallel track. They're also doing this with the president's pardon power. They want to change the law in New York so that if the president pardons somebody, they are still eligible to be prosecuted on the state level. Right now, they wouldn't be. New York has a law that basically says if the president pardons, if the person receives a federal pardon, it applies at the state level. New York wants to change that law so that if the president pardons everybody, then New York can still go after him. So they're trying to use these laws and change them as necessary for one purpose, and that is to go after President Donald Trump. This is the state doing this now. The bill would amend current state laws that generally prohibit such private tax information from being released. Why would it prohibit private tax information from being released? Because you have a right of privacy. You have a right of privacy. Why not release your browsing history? Why not require that? So you know if the guy's a creep, if he's looking up creepy porn sites or something. Again, these are choices the voters make. You might have in the future somebody who comes out and says, I am giving you my browsing history. So you can see everything I've ever looked at. Every keystroke, every, here you go. And then you might have other candidates who say, will you give us your browsing history so we can know what you looked at? And they might say, no, no way. And then you might have demands. We demand to see what they were Googling. You think I'm kidding, but that's where we're headed. 100% we're headed in that direction. Don't think I'm wrong. I'm not making a, I mean, it's funny, but it's because it sounds stupid now. But in the future, I guarantee it, somebody will come out and say, this is my entire internet life. Here you go. Digest it. And it'll probably be very easy to do with technology. And then there'll be other arguments about, why haven't you turned over your digital footprint so we know everywhere you've ever been? What are you hiding? What are you hiding? Where have you been? Are you a compulsive shopper? We want to know these things. Are you compulsively buying crap on Amazon you don't need? Which, by the way, is almost everything sold on Amazon. We need to know these things. But look, you know, that's a choice for the voters to make. If the voters want to see it and they demand it and they choose that transparency at the voting booth, well, then fine, that's their choice. But if you start going backwards and changing laws, and you particularly now try to do a law just so that somebody can fess up to something that you don't even know if they've done anything wrong, but just the mere appearance of it looks that way, you have what I've always said is a police state at work here, the government using its law enforcement division for political purposes. This is entirely about politics, 100%. It's entirely about politics here. There are three proposals in recent years in New York State that seek the release of Mr. Trump's state tax returns, including legislation that was sponsored called the New York Truth Act, which would require the State Department of Taxation and Finance to release 5 years of income tax returns from eight officials. The president, vice president, New York's two United States senators, and four statewide elected officials, including the governor and the state attorney general. Obviously, if they reside in New York. Most of these officials currently release or give access to their tax returns, but Mr. Buchwald, one of the senators, said the Truth Act is the most tangible, best opportunity to produce the president's tax returns. Obviously, when someone fills one of these out for higher offices, they have to meet a higher standard. And they don't think that you can make the right decision. You see, that's the other part, too, is they don't trust you to make the right decision. So they have to mandate this so that you will know, because otherwise, left to your own devices, you'll make a stupid choice. A third bill would require candidates for president and vice president to reveal their past tax returns in order to appear on primary and general election ballots, which is also happening in California and New Jersey, by the way. And that's going to be struck down as unconstitutional because a state cannot put more qualifications on than the United States Constitution. They can't put extra constitutional requirements on there. That's ridiculous. So that'll be shot down. But the knotty legal issues will continue as to whether or not the IRS could conceivably cease cooperation with the state of New York, and whether or not the IRS could retaliate against New York if there's information on the state tax returns that is not federal return information, including New York's adjusted gross income and state taxes. Blah, blah, blah. Now, you know, one of the key points here that I would mention is that most of the people running have never released their tax returns before. They don't. They have not. It's not a common practice for people to release tax returns. There are people that do, but it's not a requirement and certainly not a common practice. But the bigger question is, why is this not a choice for voters to make? Why are they trying to force this? Why are they trying to create a rule that doesn't exist? I mean, I'm all for transparency, but I'm also not for states taking it upon themselves to try to go around the Constitution and put in requirements that don't exist. That's not how we do it. If you want to amend the Constitution, let's have at it. So let's amend the Constitution to have the president be required to be 35 years old, 10 years a citizen, you're born in the U.S., naturalized, 10 years lived here, whatever. And how about has to have no debt? You know, no debt. I just don't want a president who might be able to be bribed by a foreign entity because he's got all this debt. How about that? What about a president, too, who, you know, denounces, I don't know, I mean, come up with it, figure it out. Denounces naps, refuses to nap. He wants to be on the go 24/7. Denounces sleep. I mean, you can go in a million directions here. Amend the Constitution, put in an education requirement, put in a financial requirement, put in a transparency requirement. You must see their browsing history, their tax returns. You want to know their grades. You want to see their birth certificate. And you also want to see their health records. And you also want to see their vaccination forms. And you also want to see. You could go on. But whatever you want to do, I'm fine. Put it out there. I'm okay with it. But you have to amend the Constitution to do it. Okay? You got to amend the Constitution. So you got to amend the Constitution, Article 2, which says what the requirements are. You got to add those. That's how you do it. That's how you change the Constitution. That's how you put in those requirements. If you want to do that, do it. But until then, zip it, because you have no ability to change. The Constitution trumps this nuttiness and this nonsense.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.